What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Very special guests in the studio this morning. I've got Andrew, Nick, Sally and Naomi, who together make up the Idea of North. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, Rodney.
Hi, Rodney.
Oh, lots of voices. And you do that all so well, you know, using the harmonies to even say good morning. That's great. Tell us a little bit about the... Who wants to go first? Tell us a little bit about the history of the group.
Andrew wants to go first.
I'd love to go first. Rodney, we've been together since originally 1993. We formed out of the Canberra School of Music. We sang in the jazz vocal ensemble there as students. And the group was sort of born out of that. And have been going strong ever since. And we're now based in Sydney and have just launched our first live in concert DVD. We have a series of albums that we've done over the years, but this is our first live in concert DVD that we've got out now. In fact, that's what we're doing at the moment, is touring that around the country.
And how would you describe your music?
That is a very, very good question, one that we have not yet found a single answer for. We tend to do a very wide variety of music. Being a cappella, just four voices, we like to keep a variety in the repertoire that we do. So we'll do everything from pop to jazz to a bit of gospel to originals to comedy to even a little bit of classical. So there is something for nearly everyone, except for the techno heads and heavy metal fans.
And it's been an interesting ride, I guess, for you guys because, you know, starting out and I imagine just gigging around the place, finding people to listen to your music, to now the point where you go places and you pretty much sell out the venues. Once people have heard of what you do, and I guess there's two camps of people, those that you say the Idea of North are coming to town, they say who, and the other camp who say, where do I buy tickets? So you've been doing pretty well, haven't you?
Yeah, look, I actually remember the time, the point at which it moved from us having most, our audiences were mostly family and friends to, you know, when we walk into a venue and you look around the room and you think, my goodness, I don't actually know many people in here anymore. It was quite a nice revelation. But we've got an emailing list that's been going for quite a long time now, and it's a really great way to contact our fans and let them know when we're coming. And it's grown to the point at which we do get some full houses, and that's is a buzz.
What was it really that caused that spark, that turnaround? Was it just word of mouth that people started to say, you've got to get along and hear these guys?
Yeah, I think it's definitely word of mouth. People come along and they just have such a great time that each gig we actually, you know, get a show of hands to see who hasn't seen us before, and it's rarely less than half the room, which is really exciting because people always get dragged along by their friends.
Now, Sally, you're filling in. How does it feel to come into a group like this that have been performing for so long together and just be a part of it?
Yeah, well, it wasn't as tricky as I thought it might be. The group was certainly very well established before I started with them in February. But, we've managed to find a good blend of the four voices, I think. Yeah.
And it also helped that Sally and I grew up together, and we went to high school together in Adelaide, and we had our own vocal group together from the time we were 13 years old, which only broke up, actually, when I moved to Sydney to join the Idea of North. So having Sally come back in again, she and I had sung together for 10 years previously, so it was very easy for her and I to slot back in together.
So you were saying, come on, you can do it.
and they're only used to singing in all girl groups as well, so you know.
Yes,
it's
nice that, now we have, you know, the meat.
Tell us a little about the process, because you do sing a whole range of different songs. What's the process when it comes to actually finding the songs that you're going to do?
That's a good question. Look, there's a whole lot of great songs out there that have worked really well in the a cappella setting, and some that haven't worked so well. And sometimes there's a bit of sort of exploration and working on an arrangement, bringing into the group and seeing how it sounds. And some of them work, some of them don't. But these days, our writing process is generally we all individually write for the group, either arranging of songs that are already established or writing original songs and arranging from the group. And then we bring them in and we workshop them as well and sort of put the fine polish on them.
Mm. And but we are a democracy, so it's all by vote.
Yeah. I imagine it must be very interesting. Most of the time with bands, you know, you can come up with a bit of music and the guitarist might want to do his bit and the drummer will do his bit and you just sort of work together. But of course, it's your voices that you're using as your instrument. So I guess you've got to make sure that it's a perfect fit for each one in the group.
Yeah, that's right. All the parts have to be very specifically written to work. However, there are some parts in songs where we open it up for improvisation, and that can be really exciting as well. Mostly.
Exciting being a euphemism for scary.
And what about the performance of it? I guess, you know, performing night after night, it must be a thrill to see, as you were saying before, seeing that you've got half the audience have never heard you before, the other half are coming back because they love so much what you do. To be able to take that to new audiences all the time must be a thrill.
It's great. And part of the thrill is watching the people who have seen us before. Like, you get the feeling sometimes that they come along just to see the reaction of the friend that they've dragged along. So
their friend will be watching us and they'll be watching their friend.
Yeah.
We have interesting seating arrangements set up before. Half face the stage and half face the back of the building.
I've got the guys in the studio today, Andrew, Nick, Sally and Naomi, and a very strong gospel influence with the group. Where does that come about?
All the four original members of the group actually were going to the same church at one point. That's not the case anymore. We started out, the first songs we learned were actually from a book of African-American spirituals that I had handed down from my father and he from his father and so on.
And it wasn't daggy to have your dad's music?
Oh yeah, it was daggy. We're not saying that we were cool.
Yeah, no, I think it came about that way probably because we grabbed these charts and they were really simple, and what we did was we changed the chords and sort of made them a bit more jazzy and changed the feel of the tunes and really kind of, I don't know, spiced them up a little bit. And, you know, we sang at church a couple of times and people said, oh, that sounds really great, you should learn some more arrangements. And so we did, and so it started out that way. And you know, the gospel music really lends itself to the a cappella setting, that instrumentation. I mean, a lot of gospel music's written in a four-part, you know. I guess it comes from the fact that a cappella, those words actually mean as in the chapel, is an indicator of why it works so well. And we love that kind of music, and we've actually recorded, I think we've recorded gospel music on every CD we've done. So,
and what about the name idea of North? Where did that spring from?
That's a very good question, and we get asked everywhere we go, which is fair enough. We picked it. Look, simply the name comes from an old radio show that was produced in the 60s in Canada by a guy called Glenn Gould, the famous classical pianist. And at the time, we were just looking for a name that we'd really, you know, that we'd all agree upon. And that was the one that we decided on. And before that, we were called, someone introduced us as the Banana 4 Music with Appeal. And we thought, yes, it's definitely time to get our own name. So, yeah, that was the motivation behind it too.
As well as doing your own music, you've worked alongside some great musos, like James Morrison. You worked with him on his gospel CD. What was that like?
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
That was actually a couple of years ago now, wasn't it? Yeah, but it's always really nice to do something outside of our everyday job, which is just the four voices. So whenever we get the chance to work with a band or an orchestra, we'll jump at it. And James has been a fantastic mentor over the years, and we've done quite a bit of work with him, and it's always a lot of fun.
And obviously being able to take your music to a wider audience, that, you know, James's audience as well, obviously took to your music pretty well.
Yeah, they did. We've been singing with James on and off since we met him in 98, actually. We actually did the Lewin Estate gig one year, which was with he and his band, which was fantastic.
Yeah, a lot of big names have performed there at the Lewin Estate over the years, so a great history to be a part of.
Yes, excellent.
Yeah. Okay, now you're going to sing us a song live this morning. What are you going to choose for us?
We're going to sing a song that is, to date, not on any of our albums because it's so new for us. It's a Madeleine Peyroux song. It's called Don't Wait Too Long.
Okay. I'll just let you adjust your microphones there, get yourself organised, and here we go.
And cue that CD.
1, 2, 3. You can cry a minute tears. You can wait a minute years. But if you think that time can change your ways, don't wait too long. When your morning turns to night, who'll be loving you by candlelight? If you think that time can change your ways, don't wait too long. Maybe I got a lot to learn. Time can slip away. Maybe you gotta lose it all before you find a way. Take a chance and play your part. Make romance, it might break your heart.
If you think that time can change your ways,
don't wait too long, no. If you think that time can change you, don't wait too long. No, don't wait too long. No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no.
Hard to believe it's all done with four human voices. I guess if people are wanting to prove the fact that that's all it takes, they should head along to the Charles Hotel tonight in North Perth. You're going to be performing down there. You've already performed a couple of gigs in Perth this time round, haven't you?
We have. We did Fly-By-Night Musicians Club in Fremantle on Friday, and also the Subiaco Arts Centre on Saturday night, and both of them were full houses and great nights. But tonight, yeah, is at the Charles Hotel. It's an 8 o'clock show, but there's no pre-sale, so it's tickets at the door, so it's advised to get in fairly early to grab yourself a good seat. Doors open at 6:30.
And this is with the Perth Jazz Society.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. Okay, so earlier we asked, you know, what style of music, I guess we'd nail it down to jazz for tonight.
Well, actually, yeah, our whole repertoire has kind of a jazz underpinning. And although we perform in a whole lot of different genres, I think our sort of our...
The
common interest, really, the common love is jazz. And so a lot of our arrangements have that kind of flavour to them.
Okay, so if people want to see you down at the Charles tonight, as you say, the show starts at 8 o'clock, but it's advisable to get there a little bit early. Make sure that you get yourself a good seat and get in the door. Guys, it's been fantastic having you here. Make sure you pop in here next time you're in Perth.
And love to.
You come here about once a year?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll mark it on my calendar and expect to see you here in about a year's time.
Great.
Okay.
Thanks for having us.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.